Welcome to Zichu Daf Simanim. I'm Rabbi Avraham Goldar, and there Maseches Menachos, Daf Chaf of the third parak HaKomets Rabbah. So the three Dafs are going to focus on. Number one, Ziri says, Dam Shebishol Eino Oiver Alav. Blood which one cooked, one does not transgress the prohibition of consuming blood for it. Abai challenged this from a Braisa teaching, that if one hardened blood with heat and he ate it, he's chayev. Rabbi answered that Ziri's ruling was where he heated it, bu'ur, with fire, the hadar, which does not return to its original consistency and cannot be used for banas, whereas the braisa is discussing blood heated bu'chama, with the sun, which returns to its liquid state and can still be used for kabanas. Abaya objected that even if it will return to liquid, Rabbi Yochanan ruled it will be idche, since it was pushed away from being fit for carbon while it was hard, it remains pushed away even after returning to liquid form, and one is exempt for consuming it. Rabbi was silent. Abaya suggested that the braisa is discussing blood of chatos achitzonios, outer chatos, whose blood may be applied even while hardened, whereas Ziri exempts one who consumes blood of chatos apnimios, inner chatos, whose hardened blood is invalid since it requires dipping and sprinkling. Rava himself holds, however, that one is even liable for consuming hardened blood of chatos apnimios since such blood is valid for chatos achitzonios, and would even be liable for consuming hardened blood of a donkey. Point number two, a braisa darshens the psukim of salting karbonos. Although one might think tivunehu, which we'll explain later, the pasuk teaches otherwise. Bamelech requires using actual salt, not me melech, salt water. V'lo tashbis melech, and you shall not discontinue the salt, teaches to use melech she'enu shoveses, salt that never ceases to be produced, meaning melech stomis, which comes from the sea. However, takriv, you shall offer, teaches that if melech stomis is not available, then melech istrokanis, mine salt, may be used. Takriv allows using salt mikol makom, from any place, and even on Shabbos, and even while tamei for carbon sibur. The havamina of tivunehu is analyzed, and Ravashi ultimately explains, yachol yitem botam kabina. One would think he should put in only enough salt to give flavor to the carbon, like understanding, bina, in a person. So Timach teaches otherwise. The Gemara explains the procedure. Mevi ha'ever v'nosin olav melech. He brings the limb and places salt on it. V'chozer v'chofko v'nosin olav melech. And turns it over and again places salt on it and brings it onto the mizbeach. Abaya says v'ken al kadera. The same amount of salt suffices for removing blood from meat for a pot, meaning for consumption. And point number three. A Mishnah teaches that based and stipulated al melech v'al eitz mishiyu ha'kohanim ne'usin behen, regarding the wood and salt of Hekdesh, that the Kohanim may benefit from them. Shmuel says this is only l'karbonam, for their karbonas, but not l'achila, for eating. This cannot mean that Kohanim may only use the salt for the mitzvah of salting karbonas, but not for eating their meat, because a braisa teaches that they may even use the salt for salting the oros, the hides of the karbonas, so certainly they may use it for eating kodshim. Rather, Shmuel meant that although they may use it for eating the karbonas themselves, they cannot use the salt for eating chulin. The Gemara wonders how chun would be brought into the Azar to eat and explains that a drasha teaches that Kohanim eat chun and truma along with kachim, so that the kachim will be eaten while they are satisfied. Still, salt of hekdesh may not be used for this chun. So once again, the 3 points are, number one, Ziri says, Dam shebishlo eino over alav, blood which one cooked, one does not transgress the prohibition of consuming blood for it. Abai challenged this from a braisa teaching, that if one hardened blood with heat and he ate it, he's chayev. Rabbi answered that Ziri's ruling was where he heated it, bu'ur, with fire, the hadar, which does not return to its original consistency and cannot be used for banas, whereas the braisa is discussing blood heated bu'chama with the sun, which returns to its liquid state and can still be used for kabanas. Abaya objected that even if it will return to liquid, Rabbi Yochanan ruled it will be idche, since it was pushed away from being fit for carbon while it was hard, it remains pushed away even after returning to liquid form, and one is exempt for consuming it. Rabbi was silent. Abaya suggested that the braisa is discussing blood of chatos achitzonios, outer chatos, whose blood may be applied even while hardened, whereas Ziri exempts one who consumes blood of chatos apnimios, inner chatos, whose hardened blood is invalid since it requires dipping and sprinkling. Rava himself holds, however, that one is even liable for consuming hardened blood of chatos apnimios since such blood is valid for chatos achitzonios, and would even be liable for consuming hardened blood of a donkey. Point number two, a brisa darshens the psukim of salting karbonos. Although one might think tivunehu, which we'll explain later, the pasuk teaches otherwise. Bamelech requires using actual salt, not me melech, salt water. But with tashbis melech, and you shall not discontinue the salt, teaches to use melech she'enu shoveses, salt that never ceases to be produced, meaning melech stomis, which comes from the sea. However, takriv, you shall offer, teaches that if melech stomis is not available, then melech istrokanis, mine salt, may be used. Takriv allows using salt mikol makom, from any place, and even on Shabbos, and even while tamei for carbon sibur. The havamina of tivunehu is analyzed, and Rav Ashi ultimately explains, yachol yitem botam kabina. One would think he should put in only enough salt to give flavor to the carbon, like understanding, bina, in a person. So timach teaches otherwise. The Gemara explains the procedure. Mevi ha'ever v'nosin alav melech. He brings the limb and places salt on it, and turns it over and again places salt on it and brings it onto the mizbeach. Abaya says, the same amount of salt suffices for removing blood from meat for a pot, meaning for consumption. And point number three, a Mishnah teaches that based and stipulated, regarding the wood and salt of Hekdesh, that the Kohanim may benefit from them. Shmuel says this is only l'karbonam, for their karbonas, but not l'achila, for eating. This cannot mean that Kohanim may only use the salt for the mitzvah of salting karbonas, but not for eating their meat, because a braisa teaches that they may even use the salt for salting the oros, the hides of the karbonas, so certainly they may use it for eating kadshim. Rather, Shmuel meant that although they may use it for eating the karbonas themselves, they cannot use the salt for eating chulin. The Gemara wonders how chulin would be brought into the Azar to eat, and explains that a drasha teaches that Kohanim eat chulin and truma along with kadshim, so that the kadshim will be eaten while they are satisfied. Still, salt of Hekdesh may not be used for this chulin. All right, so now we go to Siman Daf Chaf Aleph, and our standard siman is a car, because Bostonians pronounce car as ka. So here goes. When the man showing off his vintage ka showed how he used the engine to cook with, his friend pointed out that if he would cook up blood, it would exempt him from eating it. And when he flipped over the meat and salted both sides, another friend said it reminded him of salting karbonos with sea salt, and that the Kohanim could use the salt to season their kadshim, but not their chulin. Once again, slow motion. When the man showing off his vintage ka, that must mean we're on Daf Chaf Aleph. When the man showing off his vintage ka showed how he used the engine to cook with, his friend pointed out that if he would cook up blood, it would exempt him from eating it, which reminds us, the Gemara discusses dam shebishlo, blood which was cooked, and whether one transgresses the prohibition of consuming blood with it. So when the man showing off his vintage ka showed how he used the engine to cook with, his friend pointed out that if he would cook up blood, it would exempt him from eating it. And when he flipped over the meat and salted both sides, another friend said it reminded him of salting karbonas, which reminds us, a braisa darshens the psukim of salting karbonas. Bamelech requires using actual salt, not meimelech, salt water, botashvitz melech, and you shall not discontinue the salt, teaches, to use melech she'enu shoveses, salt that never ceases to be produced, meaning melech stomis, which comes from the sea. So when the man showing off his vintage ka showed how he used the engine to cook with, his friend pointed out that if he would cook up blood, it would exempt him from eating it. And when he flipped over the meat and salted both sides, another friend said it reminded him of salting karbonos with sea salt, and that the Kohanim could use the salt to season their kadshim, but not their chulin, which reminds us, Shmuel holds that although Kohanim may use salt for eating the karbonos themselves, they cannot use this salt for eating chulin. The Gemara wonders how chulin would be brought into the Azar to eat, and explains that a drasha teaches that Kohanim eat chulin and truma along with kachim, so that the kachim will be eaten while they're satisfied. Still, salt of Hekdesh may not be used for this chulin. So once again, when the man showing off his vintage ka showed how he used the engine to cook with, his friend pointed out that if he would cook up blood, it would exempt him from eating it. And when he flipped over the meat and salted both sides, another friend said it reminded him of salting karbonos with sea salt, and that the Kohanim could use the salt to season their kadshim, but not their chulin. All right, so now it's time for a four blabach chazara. Daf Yud Zayin. So the siman Daf Yud Zayin is a used car salesman. So here goes. When the Kohen told the used car salesman, that must mean we're on Daf Yud Zayin. When the Kohen told the used car salesman, the fiery red car reminded him of the time he burned the Kometz with intent to burn the Lavona the next day, which reminds us, the Harifi de Pupendisa, the sharp point of Pupendisa said, Haktara mefagelis haktara, burning of one chatzimater can affect pigel in the burning of another chatzimater. Thus, burning the Kometz with intent to burn the Lavona the next day makes pigel. Rav Chisda was quoted as saying, "In haktar mefageles haktar, burning of one chatzimater cannot affect pigul in the burning of another chatzimater." So when the Kohen told the used car salesman, the fiery red car reminded him of the time he burned the Kometz with intent to burn the Lavona the next day, and his friend, never one to be outdone, said he once burned the Kometz with intent to burn the Lavona and eat the Shiraim the next day, which reminds us, the Gemara discusses what the din is if one burned the Kometz intending to burn the Lavona and eat the Shiraim the next day. So when the Kohen told the used car salesman, the fiery red car reminded him of the time he burned the Kometz with intent to burn the Lavona the next day, and his friend, never one to be outdone, said he once burned the Kometz with intent to burn the Lavona and eat the Shiraim the next day, he replied he once saw someone burn the Kometz with intent to eat the Lavona the next day, which reminds us, the third parak begins, if one performs kmitza with intent, l'echol davar she'en darcho l'echol, to eat something not meant to be eaten, rather to be burned on the mizbeach, for example, the Kometz or Lavona, l'haktir davar she'en darcho l'haktir, or to burn on the mizbeach, that which is not meant to be burned, rather it's meant to be eaten, and intended this to occur chutz l'zman or chutz l'mkomo, the Tanakhama says the carbon remains valid because his intentions were not legitimate, but Rabbi Eliezer invalidates it. Daf Yod Ches. So the Siman Daf Yod Ches is a chuppah because Ben Yod Ches will chuppah. So here goes. The rabbi on the way to receive his bracha at the chuppah. Chuppah? That must be more on Daf Yod Ches. The rabbi on the way to receive his bracha at the chuppah while the choir sang Ashrechem Tam Lechachamim, which reminds us, the Gemara brings the mice of Yosef HaBavli asking Rabbi Elazar ben Shmuel a question. And when Yosef HaBavli's face lit up, when it was confirmed what his Rebbe, Rabbi Yehuda, held, which is what he recalled, Rabbi Elazar ben Shmuel's eyes flowed with tears, and he said, Ashrechem Talmid Chachamim, Shedivrei Torah Chavivin Alechem B'Yoser. Fortune are you, Talmid Chachamim, that the words of Torah are especially dear to you. So the rabbi on the way to receive his bracha at the chuppah while the choir sang, Ashrechem Talmid Chachamim, told his Talmidim not to worry that he had poured the oil into the mincha without mixing it in his haste to get to the wedding because Koharui Labila, Ein Bila, Ma'akev Hazbo, which reminds us, Rabbi Zeratah, Koharui Labila, any mincha which is fit for mixing, Ein Bila, Ma'akev Hazbo, actual mixing is not critical to it and it's valid without it. But Koshein Rui Labila, but any mincha which is not fit for mixing, for example, if the kli contained more than 60 isarons of flour, which cannot be mixed properly with the oil, then Bila, Ma'akev Hazbo, mixing is critical to it, and the mincha is invalid. So the rabbi on the way to receive his bracha at the chuppah while the choir sang, Ashrechem Talmid Chachamim, told his Talmidim not to worry that he had poured the oil into the mincha without mixing it in his haste to get to the wedding because Koharui Labila Ein Bila Ma'akev Hazbo, and instructed them not to give any of the kashi meal being served to the kohen who didn't believe in the avoda, which reminds us, Rabbi Shimon taught in a brisa, Kol kohen she'eino moed ba'avoda, any kohen who does not accept the avoda as commanded by Kodesh Baruch Hu, but believes the avoda was invented by Moshe, eino chelek ba'kohuna, does not receive a portion of the kashim foods of the kohuna. Daf Yud Tes, so the similar Daf Yud Tes is a yacht. So here goes. On the kashim cruise yacht, that must move on Daf Yud Tes. On the Kachim cruise yacht, where everyone was invited to shecht everyone else's animal, because only the Kohen Gadol Yom Kippur has to shecht his own, which reminds us, Shechita does not need to be done by the Balim of a carbon except for the Par Yom Kippur, which needs to be done by the Kohen Gadol. So on the Kachim cruise yacht, where everyone was invited to shecht everyone else's animal, because only the Kohen Gadol and Yom Kippur has to shecht his own, the commotion around the troublemakers trying to throw the shipments of kmitza measuring cups overboard, which reminds us, the Gemara brings some halachos of taking a kmitza by hand is ma'akev. Rav says that this law is ma'akev because during the inauguration of the Mishkan, it's repeated, Yakrev is a mincha v'yamal kapo mimena, and he brought the mincha near and he filled his palm from it, indicating it must be taken by hand. Shmuel responds, Doros Misha lo yalfinan. We do not derive permanent laws for generations from laws of a one-time mincha. So on the Kachim cruise yacht, where everyone was invited to shecht everyone else's animal, because only the Kohen Gadol and Yom Kippur has to shecht his own, the commotion around the troublemakers trying to throw shipments of kmitza measuring cups overboard was disturbing the kids' shuffleboard game, where they pushed bowls of flour towards the southwest corner of the mock Mizbeach, which reminds us, the Gemara brings a malchokas to which part of the Mizbeach to perform Hagasha of a Mincha. Daf Chaf, so the Siman Daf Chaf is a cafe. So here goes. At the Menachos Cafe, that must be more on Daf Chaf. At the Menachos Cafe, resulting the Menachos-style dishes, was Ma'akev serving the dish, which reminds us, the Mishnah discusses whether salting a Mincha is Ma'akev. So at the Menachos Cafe, we're salting the Menachos-style dishes. Was Ma'akev serving the dish? The chef would salt any dish that required burning with wood on the grill, shaped like a mizbeach, which reminds us, the Gemara discusses which sacrificial items require milk and answers, anything burned with wood on the mizbeach. So at the Menachos Cafe, we're salting the Menachos-style dishes. Was Ma'akev serving the dish? The chef would salt any dish that required burning with wood on the grill, shaped like a mizbeach, and made sure to salt any wood that people would donate to the cafe as well, which reminds us, Rebbe holds Eitzim themselves can be a mincha and require melech, hagasha, kamitza, and Eitzim. All right, so now it's time to cook with our pop quiz of 10 questions. Which daf with machlokas of taking a kamitza by hand is Ma'akev? That's on daf. Yates. Good. Number 2. Which daf to discuss what the din is if one burned a sesame-sized piece of the chometz on the mizbech intending to eat a sesame-sized piece of the shrine the next day and did so repeatedly until the entire chometz and lavon were finished? That's on daf. Tezayin. Good. Number 3. Which daf to learn the kohanim may use the salt for their carbon but not for the chulin that is eaten with it? That's on daf. Chafalav. Good. Number 4. Which daf to Malkokas to which part of the Mizbeach to perform Hagasha of a Mincha? That's on daf. Yates. Good. Number 5. Which daf to discuss what the din is if one burned the Kometz intending to burn the Lavona and eat the Shiraim the next day? That's on daf. Yud Zayin. Good. Number 6. Which daf to discuss the laws of salting Karbanas? That's on daf. Chafalav. Good. Number 7. Which daf do we have makokas about people intend to eat items meant for haktara or vice versa? That's on daf. Yud Zayin. Good. Number 8. Which daf do you discuss dam shebishlo, blood which one cooked, and whether one transgresses the prohibition of consuming blood for it? That's on daf. Chafalav. Good. Number 9. Which daf do we have a makokas where one of the shtei lechem or lechem upanim became tame, and the question is whether the other half is burned? That's on daf. Tezvav. Great. And number 10. Which daf do we have a machlokes about being mefagel b'chatzi matir? That's on daf. Tezayin. Excellent. That concludes today's shiur. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldar from Zichri wishing you a great day and great learning.